Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. So first up is something that might seem a little odd considering the snowstorms that a lot of the country has been experiencing recently, but The Juice is reporting on the warmest January ever recorded globally.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because while parts of the U.S. were dealing with those record lows and the snowstorms globally, we actually saw temperatures that were, you know, significantly higher than what we would consider normal, even exceeding the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold. That was set by the Paris Climate Accord. And this is all happening while we're in this La Nina pattern, which, you know, typically brings cooler temperatures.
So how do we make sense of that? Like, how do we understand, you know, record snow here, but record warmth globally?
Well, it's a good example of, you know, when you're talking to your kids about this, you know, climate change is complicated, right? We see these global trends that are different from what we experience locally. And so this is a good chance to talk about things like the polar vortex and how a warmer atmosphere can actually lead to those more intense snowstorms.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that climate change isn't just about it getting hotter everywhere all the time.
Right, exactly. It's these shifts in weather patterns and these increasing extremes that we're seeing. And, you know, obviously this is a really good example of that.
Okay, well, moving on to something that's caused a lot of discussion recently, The Juice is covering Elon Musk's new role in the government.
Yeah, this is a big one. So Musk was appointed the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, you know, also known as DOGE. It's a pretty unprecedented position. You know, they have a broad mandate to try and cut government waste and make things more efficient.
And, I mean, there's already been some pushback, right? There have been legal challenges with judges blocking some of his initiatives.
Exactly. And I think that raises some questions about, you know, what are the limits of his authority? You know, is he overreaching? And, you know, this whole focus on efficiency is like coming at the expense of other important things. This would be a great story to use to talk to your kids about, you know, the balance of power in the government, the role of the judiciary, and the importance of accountability.
Yeah, for sure. A lot to think about there. Shifting gears now to something a little more uplifting. We've got Edmond Dedé and his opera Morgiane, which is finally being performed 138 years after it was written.
It's really kind of a remarkable story. You know, Dedé was a black composer from New Orleans. He wrote this opera Morgiane back in 1887, but it was never performed during his lifetime.
And I was reading that the opera is based on an Arabic folktale, Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves.
Right. And I think, you know, this is a really great example to use with kids to talk about the importance of preserving cultural heritage. You know, our understanding of history is constantly evolving as we uncover these new perspectives and, you know, hidden gems.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to think about how many stories and voices are still out there waiting to be rediscovered.
Exactly. It really speaks to the importance of curiosity and, you know, looking beyond those traditional narratives that we're all familiar with.
Okay, you ready to dive into the animal kingdom now?
Always ready for that.
All right, so The Juice has this interesting story about how scientists are finally figuring out what young sea turtles do during their lost years at sea.
Yeah, this has been a mystery for a long time. Tracking young turtles has been difficult. Their shells molt frequently, and so attaching tracking devices has been a challenge. And researchers previously believed that they were just passively drifting with the currents.
But new tracking technology has revealed something different, right?
Right. It turns out these young sea turtles are actually active swimmers. And this changes our understanding of their early life stages and, you know, it will definitely have implications for conservation efforts. You know, this story is a great way to start conversations with your kids about the role of technology in scientific discovery. You know, the importance of challenging assumptions and how everything's interconnected in the natural world.
All right. Well, we can't ignore the big event of the weekend. The Juice also covers the Super Bowl.
Of course, the big game.
Yeah.
It mentions the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Kansas City Chiefs, but it actually focuses more on the cultural aspects surrounding the game.
So things like Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, all the betting that goes on around the Super Bowl, and even the increased security measures because President Trump was there.
Right. It's kind of interesting how The Juice uses the Super Bowl to talk about these broader trends, you know, the entertainment industry, the rise of legalized gambling, and the use of technology for surveillance and security. And it just highlights how even something like a football game can be a window into all these different aspects of our world.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to talk about with your kids based on today's content in The Juice. What else did we want to dive into?
Oh, there's that thought-provoking quote from John Williams.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What do you think about that one?
Well, let me see. It says, "Music is there for everybody. It's a river we can all put our cups into and drink it and be sustained by it."
I like that. What do you think about it in the context of everything else we've talked about today?
I think, you know, it kind of speaks to the universality of music and its power to connect us no matter who we are, where we come from. You know, everybody can experience it and be moved by it in some way.
It's a nice thought, right? That in the middle of all the complicated and challenging stuff in the world, we still have these shared human experiences that bring us together.
Exactly. And, you know, it ties back to that story about Edmond Dede and his rediscovered opera. It's really, you know, it highlights the power of music to transcend time and cultural boundaries.
And maybe you could even use this as a way to talk with your kids about the music they enjoy and why it resonates with them.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so I think that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the juice for today.
It's been a really interesting journey through all these different topics, and hopefully we've given parents and educators some helpful things to think about.
And remember, it's not just about knowing what your kids are learning. It's about engaging with them and encouraging their curiosity.
Because ultimately, we want them to become, you know, informed and engaged and curious citizens of the world.
And hey, you might even learn something new along the way, too. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.